Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Plenty of local content here today on Drive Time Sports. Really important, I'm going to say three and a half weeks left of the winter season before we really dive headfirst into spring. I don't want to jump too far ahead, right? We got about a month left in the high school winter sports season. State basketball tournament's not too far off. The state wrestling tournament is less than a month away. That'll be February 4th and 5th at the Sevier Valley Center in Orem. Tomorrow night, final opportunity to watch the Emory High School wrestling team at home. They'll take on the Carbon Dinos, then they have the North Sevier tournament this weekend. And then January 23rd and 24th, it's the divisional tournament at Union. So we're going to talk about that and more right now. Joining us over the phone, we have first-year wrestling coach Hunter Cornelius. Coach, it's great to get you on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. It's kind of wild that here we are talking about what really is the Final Four competitions now of the season following the meet earlier this week with North Sampete. Before we get into that, I do want to talk about the growth of the team. Obviously, you've had plenty of bright spots. You guys have been extremely busy once we got into the 2026 calendar month. How would you assess the way the team is performing and where they're sitting right now with four competitions to go?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking pretty strong, I'll be honest. I've been really impressed with the effort the boys are putting in day in and day out. We've been plagued with injuries, as the sport does to most teams. We don't have the depth that a lot of these other teams have. We just don't have the same numbers. And so at certain weights, we've been forced to start forfeiting more matches than we were at this beginning of the season, which is always unfortunate, but we're still staying competitive with a lot of really good schools all over the state, and so it's a lot of fun seeing the boys grow as the season's progressed.
I was going to ask you about the competition level, because I know it's been pretty steep for you guys. I mean, a number of these meets, I mean, we had the Winter Classic, North Sevier Union, the Irontown Duels, North Sampete. I mean, this is a very packed schedule here in the back half of the season. How happy are you with the competition level that your squad is competed against?
Yeah, you know, we've been able to rise a lot with the competition. I've managed to get us into some pretty challenging tournaments and some challenging situations, and it's been really fun to watch them grow through that adversity and come out on top. It's been just a blast to watch the boys face that head on, and just every challenge that comes their way, they're just ready for it and geared up for it. And it's been a lot of fun.
Have you started looking, Coach, at what lies ahead? You know, and what I mean by that is the amount of individuals that you can have not only qualify for state, but I mean perform well divisionals and state. I mean, have you kind of started piecing together what that might look like for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I have my goals of where I expect the team to land at state. Some of those goals are individual based for individual kids, but as a team, I expect us to do fairly well. And again, we're a pretty small 3A school, so it is tough competing with the numbers that even our friends across the valley have in Carbon. They have two times the amount of kids on their team that we have, and so it's hard to say we'll be able to take 28 kids to state when we don't have 23 competing at region, you know what I mean?
For sure. No, for sure. I think if you do look at this team and the amount of kids that we can look at and say, yep, I mean, they can compete at a very high level. Let's talk about some of those kids. And I do want to go back to the most recent meet, which was a 53-30 win over North Sampete. And you know, we look at 106 pounds and Corbin Brady gets the win. I know we didn't have a competing wrestler at 113, but then you get to that 120, 126 range and Ty Christiansen and Dixon Peacock. I mean, these kids have been good for you throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, we have some absolute studs at a lot of different weights. Can't say enough about the growth of the freshman class this year. Corbin Brady, Hayes Horton, Lincoln Huntington, a lot of those kids, I won't name them all, but a lot of these freshmen have just grown a tremendous amount in this first season. at the high school level. And Dixon Peacock continues to impress me each and every time he steps out on the mat. I mean, he's a blast to watch. He's just entertaining, and I think everyone just enjoys watching him wrestle. His style is just, it's brutal. I don't enjoy wrestling him personally. It's not very fun to go up against him, but Ty Christiansen has grown a ton, and he's been going through so much adversity this year, and just there's so many battles won on and off the mat, and it's so much fun to watch him just persevere through it and come out on top. And the work he's put in is starting to really pay off and show with the results that he's been having these last few weeks, and it's just so much fun to watch.
I know it's difficult to single out some individuals, especially in a sport that where you focus on the team aspect of it, Coach. But if we go to those middle weights, I mean, it seems like typically I'm talking about the results from a Ryan Collard or a Damon Farley. So while we highlight that, 106 up to 126, I think those middle weights, you've been able to score some points there as well.
Yeah, Damon, I can't say enough about him either. He's the leader of our team. He puts in a tremendous amount of effort. He has a great attitude each and every day. He's another kid that is, again, battling a lot of adversity, and he's been coming out on top. And his little brother, Dayton, I'm excited that I get two more years with Dayton from Lee, and he's going to surprise a lot of people at the state tournament this year. I think he's kind of one of our underrated wrestlers on our team, and I think he's going to surprise a lot of people this year. Ryan Collard, can't say enough about him. He's probably one of the strongest pound-for-pound wrestlers we have on our team. He's just unreal strength that he has, and not a very large frame, but he's just strong. He's just so much fun to watch wrestle as well. I can't say enough about, I mean, all of the kids on our varsity roster are just so much fun to watch, and it's the growth that each of them has had individually and as a team is just so, so entertaining.
We have to mention Hazen Macarillo as well, right? I mean, it's another kid. It's just gritty. He's a gritty performer.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most patient wrestlers I've ever had the pleasure of watching. He doesn't force anything. He's very patient. He's very technical. And he's strong. I've had just about every 190 come off the mat and tell me that's the strongest kid I've wrestled this weekend. And it shows, because I feel it for days after I try to wrestle him. And he's just a tough brute of a kid. And he's awesome to have on our squad as well.
Again, right now being joined by Hunter Cornelius, head coach of the Emory High School wrestling team. Coach, again, talking about the final home meet, there weren't a lot of these throughout the season. In fact, this will only be the third time that the boys had the opportunity to compete in front of the hometown crowd. It does happen to be Carbon. We know it's always loud, right, when these two teams get together. What does it mean to actually get to perform at home, compete at home? Because you guys have been road warriors throughout this entire year.
Yeah, we've been on the road constantly, and it's been a lot of fun to travel with the boys, but I am excited to be able to put on a show for the local Emory folks, and it's just going to be a lot of fun to compete against a really, really strong competitor in Carbon. Can't say enough about what Trent Greenhall has done for that team. They're incredibly tough this year, and I'm really looking forward to the competition. Rivalries like this always bring out the best in each of our kids, and I think it's just exciting to be able to have that here, and it's just going to be an exciting evening of wrestling, and I'm just looking forward to it.
I'm glad you bring up the rivalry aspect. I think in today's world, sometimes that name, that word brings a negative connotation. I don't believe that to be true at all. I think when you can compete in a rivalry environment, it's great for everyone, right? It's great for the kids. It's great for the coaches. It's great for the community. I don't see any negatives to it, especially when you have two communities that have a lot of respect for one another. And these are two programs, one in Carbon, and Coach Trent Greenhall has done a phenomenal job. And then we take a look at wrestling. It's got a rich tradition. I think it's a great thing, Coach, and it sounds like you share that sentiment.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you look at what Millard and Delta have. Both of them are just absolute powerhouses and have been for years. They're next door neighbors, and they compete with each other, and they make each other better. That's what Trent and I have kind of shared that same vision for Carbon and Emery. When both of us are tough, we make each other tougher, because our kids are striving to beat each other, as they should. And the stronger Emery is, the stronger Carbon will be. The stronger Carbon gets, the stronger Emery will be. And so it builds off of each other. And I think that's a different way to look at it than I think I looked at it in high school. But I think it's a really important distinction to make, that strong competition just makes us stronger. And so I want the best for Carbon. I want them to be as strong as possible, because I want our boys to get to that level as well, and to be at that level and compete with the toughest of the tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Coach, before I let you go, just looking at the schedule, Carbon tomorrow, North Sevier tournament coming up this weekend. After that, it's divisionals. I mean, it is definitely go time for the season. What do you, as a coach, want to get accomplished over the next week heading into divisionals?
Well, there's technique refinement, but mostly there's a level of grit at this point in the season that the boys have to have in order to compete well at the divisionals. It's a long and it's a brutal season. We've been on the road constantly. It's taxing. It's a taxing sport, and the boys are worn out, as they should be, as a sign of a tough schedule. And I just expect grit at this point. Grit is what gets you through this last week of practice before divisionals. We're entering the postseason. It's just relying on grit and persevering through it and keeping your mental strong, good attitudes in and out of the wrestling room. That's what's going to keep morale high and keep performances high, is just keeping good attitude.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on and talk about the wrestling team. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time, and best of luck against Carbon tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's Coach Hunter Cornelius again of the Emory High School wrestling team. Tomorrow at home, they'll take on the Carbon Dinos, and there's plenty of things going on, some raffles, and just a lot of excitement around this team. And it's only their third home meet of the year, but the final opportunity before the North Sevier tournament coming up this weekend. Let's pause for just a moment. More coming up when we return. We'll stick with Emory High School Athletics, and we're going to talk about the girls' basketball team. They did earn a big win last night, topping the Union Cougars with a brilliant fourth quarter performance. And tomorrow, massive game against North St. Pete. We're going to talk about that with Coach John Famala when we return. It's Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Sutherland Studios.